From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the best part of this trade? The fact that Milwaukee gets a legit second star or Phoenix gets out from under the DeAndre Ayton contract?
I actually really don't like the way that Ayton got done. I thought that they handled him. I thought they mishandled him.
Okay.
In a couple of ways. But one, you know, one of the big storylines for them going to making that finals run against Milwaukee, ironically enough, was that he and Monty Williams had this, like, really serious conversation where Monty's like, look, you can either be, you know, just a guy in the NBA or you can make, you know, you can make these sacrifices not only for yourself but for the team, and you'll be better off for it and will, and, you know, allegedly the conversation with, if you do this, then you'll get to where you want to be and we'll take care of you. And then he did all that, had a great playoff run, and then they just were refusing to extend him pretty much that entire time.
Right.
Until they had to, right? Because he was a restricted free agent. They were able to match the contract offer. I think Indiana had given him.
They did, but I think they wanted to trade him. They wanted to trade him for Durant.
They absolutely wanted to trade him, but the fact that he just kind of laid there on that for sale sign, with that for sale sign, like, for as long as he did, I thought that completely ruined their relationship and was some of the rumblings that you heard weren't great.
So that's why he stuck.
It's wonderful for them that they got from under that.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Damian Lillard in Milwaukee, though. Like, you know, the playing alongside, obviously, the best player that he's ever played with in Giannis, being on a real top contender. He's even get a chance to run it back with Terry Stotts as the assistant coach over there. So he's in the perfect place for him. And if there was not anything that would let you know that you have a perfect third star in Chris Middleton, is the fact that his name hasn't come up at all when people are talking about what this will mean for Milwaukee, because everyone knows he's incredibly efficient.
Yeah.
You can drop him in anywhere and he's going to be helpful. That's the best team in the East right now.
And I agree. And that's why I think this is great for Milwaukee, because you and I have talked about this. To me, I don't look at Middleton as a star. I look at Middleton as a really good, valuable player. And if the NBA is about having two stars, which is what it seems to be, then I always thought that Milwaukee was a little bit behind it, because I felt they had one star and then Middleton, who's a really good player. And I love this, that they get a legit star, somebody, and this puts a lot of pressure on Lillard, too. Because now, first of all, Milwaukee has to now re-sign Giannis for the long haul, and he was waiting to see what kind of commitment they would make to winning. But now the pressure is on Dame. It's one thing to play when you might make the playoffs, but you're not going anywhere, and that was basically right. Portland for years. But now you are on a team that there is a responsibility for them to challenge for the whole thing. And I will be interested to see how Lillard handles being that on that team.
Well, he's going to have to handle it as the number two, though, right?
That's
like,
fine.
Keep that in mind, too. Like, ultimately, but that's different from being the number. He was the face of that Portland franchise, all-time leading scorer for the Trail Blazers. He was their guy. And so, good or bad, because they did go to the Western Conference Finals 1 year. So it's not like there is a team that was just completely inept.
How long ago was that?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case, Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was about three years ago. I've lost all concept of time.
Okay.
For COVID, but I think it was like three.
I'll look it up.
But like still, like, you know, but the other part is he was always going to be the, yeah, he's great, but guy, right? Because there was he was already on the West Coast. So you got the Steph Curry comparisons. You know, they're both shooting from half court, you know, all the time. And so the people would tell you, hey, Damian Lillard's just as good as Steph. If only he had the pieces around him. To your point, now he does. And so, like, now it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. You know, it's going to be Dame time, but for real. Not, oh, it's the last few seconds of a regular season game in January. No. This is in April, in May, in June, when it super counts. Can you still have that sort of otherworldly performance? And keep this in mind as well. He's coming off of arguably his best season offensively. Mm-hmm. This dude had his most points per game, 32 a game, shot 37% on the most three-point attempts that he's ever taken, over 11 per game, highest effective field goal percentage of his career. Yes, he is older. Yes, you're going to have to deal with the back end of that pretty massive contract. But for right now, you're going to get high-level play out of Dame for quite some time if you're Milwaukee.
18-19, so 5 years ago, the Blazers were in the conference finals. But other than that,
was it that long ago?
It's not that long ago. It wasn't like 12 years ago. They have otherwise lost in the first round 4 out of 5 years in the playoffs, and they've missed the playoffs the last two. So, these are real games of consequence for Damian Lillard. One more thing about, this deal that I think is really good. Actually, I have two more quick things for Brendan Whitted. The first is one of the things about Phoenix last year when they acquired Kevin Durant was it basically eliminated all of their depth. And now I think this deal replaces a lot of that, if not all of it. Grayson Allen is a useful piece. He's probably a bench player. He should be a bench player, I think, on a good team. Nas Little, I think, is just kind of scratching the surface, and maybe he'll take the next step in Phoenix. And I think they, in a way, they upgrade with a role-playing big man in Jokic.
He's not better than – I've seen that a lot. He's not better than Aiden.
I didn't say he was better. Okay. He's a role player, right? And he understands that he's a role player on that team. I just think that in many ways they upgrade the position because of it.
I don't think they upgrade it. I think if you're going to upgrade a position –
You're so team DeAndre Ayton.
I'm a big fan of Ayton. I, you know what's funny? if it weren't for the fact that they were 100% going to jettison Jrue Holiday, Portland actually doesn't have a bad team that they put together, right? Like, they're going to be sold for parts, right? Like,
right.
This is Anacott Steel. They're not going to stay together. But, like, Scoot, Jrue, who would be helpful for him because of a maturity as much as anything, Anthony Simons, I'm not a huge fan, but he still is a talented guy. Jeremy Grant and Ayton, that's a team that can make the playoffs. They don't want to make the playoffs, but I'm saying that is a team that certainly could if they were so interested in making the playoffs. Like that, I don't know how far away they're, you know, I don't know how much they're going to jettison off. I don't know where Ayton is going to land. I don't know where Jrue's going to land. I don't know where some of these, you know, larger contracts that they have are going to land. But that's actually not a bad core just moving forward. It's a team to keep your eye on, and I think you're 100% right, Nas Little. I think playing alongside those scorers, Bill, Book, KD, all he needs to do is rim run, cut to the basket, rebound, and he's going to run into a lot of love on court. He might end up being one of the fan favorites in Phoenix.
Yeah, and I mean, just play hard, D up a little bit. I think Phoenix did a good job here. I know your team, DeAndre Ayton, I've never been, but that's you and I don't always agree, and that's why one of the reasons I love you so much. I appreciate your time, Brendan. Brendan Whitted at HU Cosell on Twitter, HU Bison Express, if you want to go check his work out there. But I will talk to you very soon, my friend.
I love it, man. Thanks, bro.
You got it.